Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
In wake of the Dow Jones Industrial Average hitting 20,000, what should we expect next? And what could put the brakes on all this enthusiasm?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, everybody. This indeed is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. On the line is Sam Stovall. He's Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research. He joins us to put things in perspective. There's been a lot of talk about the Dow hitting 20,000, but where do we go from here, and at what point do we just tap the brakes? So, Sam, what are your thoughts here? It seems like we got here really quickly, post-election day. Now what?
Well, you're bringing up a good point, John. The question being whether it's a tapping on the brakes or a slamming on the brakes. I tend to think that we will probably go through a tapping on the brakes simply because a decline of 5% to 10% is natural on an annual basis. In fact, 85% of all up years since World War II saw a year-to-date decline at some point during that year. And about 3 out of every 4 of those years, that decline occurred in the first quarter. Also, because we went 2,000 points, meaning we hit 19,000 back on November 22nd and did not subsequently digest those gains or reset the dials. Now we've hit 20,000. Traditionally, we do end up digesting the gains, slipping by more than 5%. So I think that that is something that will likely occur in the near term, but I don't think that you should sell as a result of it, because bull markets don't die of old age, they die of fright. And what they're most afraid of is recession, and that is not something that I see on the horizon.
The latest GDP report came in at 1.9% for the fourth quarter. President Trump would like to get to 4%. At some point, do you think folks are just going to blow the whistle and call a timeout and say, hey, let's deal with some reality here?
Yes, I think so, and I think that could end up being the trigger that causes the market to go through a little bit of a decline. That I think what's going to happen is that hype will turn to gripe as the optimistic rhetoric that emerges from the White House falls on deaf ears in Congress, because they realize that in order to increase spending in one place, they have to reduce spending in another place. So with the most recent GDP number being disappointing, especially when President Trump is talking about 4% GDP, our expectation is it will remain in the terrible twos. But instead of being in the low 2% area, we think it'll approach about 2.5% by the end of this year, but nowhere near the 3 to 4% that the president is hoping for.
We're talking with Sam Stovall at CFRA Research, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. Sam, going forward, what should we keep an eye on? We do have the Fed talking about hiking interest rates. We have a new Congress. We have a very high-profile president, hour by hour, tweeting or talking about something. If I'm an everyday investor, what do I do in that environment?
Well, in that environment, if you're an everyday investor, you really don't worry about the short term. You continue to focus on the long term. When the market goes down, what you do is you add to your holdings to take advantage of these price declines. But when the market starts to run away, don't get caught up in what I call FOMO, the fear of missing out. Don't go too far out on the risk curve by chasing this kind of a move. Continue to focus on the fundamentals. What I mean by that is The reason you buy stocks is to participate in their growth in earnings. So make sure that all of these promises translate into earnings increases in the S&P 500, because today, if this bull market ended, it would be the second most expensive bull market top since World War II. But what's keeping optimism alive is the V-shaped recovery that is being anticipated in corporate profits. So let's make sure that this profit growth is still above 10% as we move into 2017, rather than eroding into the mid-single digits, as has traditionally been the case.
And Sam, what comes next? Dow 19,000? Yes, I did say 19,000. Or Dow 21,000?
Well, that's a very good point. I think that we have a much greater likelihood of challenging Dow 19,000 than we do Dow 21,000. But I would then use that as an opportunity, because that will likely represent a springboard for us to finally move up to the Dow 21,000 level eventually.
It sounds like we could be in this 20,000 range for some time.
Well, that's certainly a possibility. Historically, it's taken about 2 years to go from one 1,000-point level to the other, primarily because we had two lengthy bear markets in between since Dow 10,000 back in 1999. Taking out those two, then, yeah, usually it ends up being a six-month move between 1,000-point levels. So whether it ends up being a couple of years or only one half of 1 year, to investors, that can seem like an eternity.
Sam Stovall, Chief Investment Strategist at CFRA Research. Thank you, Sam.
My pleasure, John.
And you've been listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. I'm John Wardock. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.